外坤塔之音服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年8月3号星期六，我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨提亚德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna OK, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早晨好。
My favorite day of the week.
这是我一个星期当中最喜欢的一天。
So I'll start by chanting Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll continue our reading on the life of Ajamil.
所以说我先来跟大家一起唱一下 Jaya Radha Madhava, 然后我们就一起来阅读阿加米勒的生平。
Jaya Radha Madhava.Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dhani Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dhani Yasodhanandana Vajjadana Rajana Yasodhanandana Vajjadana Rajana Yamunati Ravana ChariYamunati Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi HariGopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dhani Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dhani Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Rajajana RajanaYasoda Nandana Vrajajana Rajana Yamunati Ravana Chari Yamunati Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi HariJaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Nita Gopi Mananda Hari Hari Bo Okay, so we are on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2. And I think today we are on verse
所以我们一起来看一下盛典博加瓦坛的第六篇第二章第34节。
And the title of this chapter is Ajamil delivered by the Vishnu Dutas.
而这一章节的标题就是 Vishnu 的使者拯救阿加米勒。
And the situation is that Ajamil is all alone, Vishnu Dutas have left, the Yama Dutas have left, and he's reflecting on his life and his good fortune.
而目前这个故事进展到的一个情况就是阿加米勒已经独自一人在那个地方， Vishnu Dutta 和 Yama Dutta 们都已经离开了，而阿加米勒就开始在回忆，在反思他的人生，反思他的好运。
So now he's an awakened pure devotee really.
可以说他现在真的就是一个已经觉醒了的奉献者了。
And it'sHe's looking at his life as if it was almost a past life.
而他看见他自己人生的这样一种视角，就已经觉得好像是在看另一个完全不同的前世了。
And he's regretting his past sinful activities.
并且在后悔他曾经犯下的罪恶性的活动。
And just regretting the fact that he was ignorant and didn't know the real goal of life.
就是在后悔，然后他曾经是一个多么愚昧无知的一个人，然后完全不知晓人生的真正意义。
And he wasted so much time.
然后他就浪费了这么多的时间。
And he caused pain to so many others.
并且还给其他人造成了很大的痛苦。
And so that's, he's looking at that, and at the same time, he's understanding his good fortune.
因此阿加米勒就是同时在看到这一切，但同时的话呢，他也能够他同时也非常感恩自己所有的这些好运。
The good fortune was that at the moment of his death, he was able to chant the holy name of the Lord and see the Vishnu Dutas who saved him.
而他的好运就是在他濒临死亡的那一刻，然后他得以能够念出主的圣名，然后并且见到 Vishnu Dutta, 而 Vishnu Dutta 们就拯救了他的生命。
So he's trying to reconcile these completely opposite aspects of his life.
因此阿加米勒就是在试图让他的人生当中完全不同的这两个方面得到和解。
And he's wondering, how is it possible I could chant the holy name of the Lord and meet these liberated, souls from Vaikuntha, and at the same time had been so sinful? How did, what happened?
所以说他就在想，就是为什么他既能够去念出主的圣名，能够见到这些来自外昆塔的已经解脱了的这些个体，但同时的话呢，他却又曾经犯下过这么罪恶的这些活动，这怎么能够发生呢？
And so, by deduction, you could say, he's concluded that somehow or other,He must have performed devotional service in his past.
What do you mean by deduction?
Well, it's like the only logical reason.
Okay. 然后所以说阿加米勒就通过他自己的这样一种推断，然后找到唯一的一个合理的、唯一的一个有逻辑的理由，那就是不知怎的，他曾经在过往从事过奉爱服务。因此才会有现在的这样的好运。
Yeah, this is a negative example, but if you catch a cold, you can, by deduction, conclude that somehow or other, somewhere, you caught a virus. Maybe you don't know how or when, but it must have happened.
所以说我在这里举一个这个负面的一个例子，那就是假如你要是感冒了，那么你通过推断，通过这样一种合理的、有逻辑的推理，那么都能知道肯定就是不知在哪个地方或者是哪个时间，然后就感染了感冒的病毒，然后因此才会感冒的。
Yeah, so this was the conclusion he came to in the verse that we read last week.
所以说这个就是我们在上个星期所学习的那个世界当中阿加米勒所得出的这个结论了。
Yeah, he's admitting, I spent my whole life, chasing a prostitute.
阿加米勒就在承认，就是我花费自己整个一生都是在追逐一个妓女。
Yet, just as I was about to die, I was able to chant the name of the Lord of Vaikuntha, Vaikunthapati.
然而就在我即将要死亡之际，我却能够得以去念出外昆塔主的这个圣名 Vaikunthapati.
So he concludes that unless I had practiced devotional service in my past, unless I had some connection with bhakti, this wouldn't have been possible.
因此他就得出这样的结论，就是除非他曾经在过往从事过奉爱服务，除非曾经就是和 bhakti 有过一丁点的这种连接，否则的话呢，他是不可能够被拯救的。
So when we look at our own life, we can also come to a similar conclusion.
因此当我们看到自己的人生的时候，我们也可以得出一个相似的结论。
How have I contacted Krishna Bhakti? How have I contacted the teaching of the Acharyas coming from Srila Prabhupada.
我们是怎样能够去了解到 Krishna Bhakti, 怎样去知道这个曾经之前的伟大的 Acharya 们他们的这个教导的呢？
Not only have I contacted it, but to one degree or another, we've all been able to take to this process.
而且我们不仅得以接触到这一门伟大的知识，这一门伟大的教导，并且在某种程度上，我们都能开始进行这个休息的过程。
Yeah, practically every devotee has the same story.
所以说从实际来看的话呢，每个奉献者都有自己的故事。
It's wonderfully mysterious.
这真的是太让人觉得，太令人惊喜的这种美好，这种神秘了。
Okay, now in this context, we'll read today's verse.
那么基于我们刚才的这样一个上下文背景的介绍，我们就一起来阅读今天的这个诗节。
Which is text 34.
也就是34诗节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Kvachaham Kitava Papo Brahmagno NirapatrapaKavcha Narayane Chetad Bhagavanama Mangalam. Kwa.
哪里
Cha.
也
Aham.
我
Kitava.
一个骗子
Papa.
所有罪恶的化身
Brahmagya.
我的 Brahmana 文化的刽子手
Nirapatrapa
无耻的
Kwa
哪里
Cha
也
Narayana Iti
如此
Etat
这
Bhagavat Nama
至尊人格守神的圣名
Mangalam
绝对吉祥的
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Ajamil continued, I am a shameless cheater who has killed his Brahminical culture. Indeed, I am sin personified. Where am I in comparison to the all auspicious chanting of the holy name of Lord?Narayana.
译文阿加米勒继续说道我是个扼杀自己的 Brahmana 文化的无耻的骗子事实上我是罪恶的化身我哪里配吟唱绝对吉祥的主 Narayana 的圣名呢 Zach, continue with purport?
Yeah, yes please.
要指所有正致力于透过 Krishna 知觉运动传播 Narayana 和 Krishna 圣名的人应该始终思考我们参加之前是怎样的状态现在又是怎样的状态我们曾堕落为吃肉酗酒和追逐女人等从事各种罪恶活动的人过着可恶的生活但现在我们获得吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 的机会因此我们应该永远感谢能得到这样的机会依靠至尊主的仁慈我们开设了许多分支机构我们应该善用这大好机会吟唱至尊主的圣名并直接为至尊人格守神做服务我们不该忘记自己的过去及过去的处境应该总是小心谨慎不要从最崇高的生活中堕落下来 And the proper
谢谢Om Aganati Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksun Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha Offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada I was born in the... Okay, go ahead
我谦卑的顶拜我的灵性导师圣恩 AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada。
I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge.
我诞生于愚昧的黑暗之中，而我的灵性导师用知识的火炬照亮了我的双眼。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the previous Vaishnava Acharyas who are also smiling upon us and helping us to understand the transcendental teachings of the Lord.
并且我也谦卑地顶拜我们先前所有 Vaishnava 的 Acharya 们，他们正朝着我们微笑，在帮助我们理解关于主的这门超然的知识。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the listeners in the Srimad Bhagavatam class today.
并且我也谦卑地顶拜今天在座聆听圣典博迦瓦坦讲课的奉献者们。
You are all exalted devotees of the Lord.
你们都是主的崇高的奉献者。
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都不再遭受苦难。
And may all living beings awaken in Krishna consciousness.
愿所有的生物体都在 Krishna 知觉中觉醒。
So in today's verse is somewhat similar to the last verse where Ajamil is seeing this great contrast in his life where before he was a very sinful person.
那么今天的这个诗节和上个诗节实际上是很类似的，阿迦弥勒还是看到自己人生当中这样一种巨大的反差，巨大的这样一种对比，因为在此之前的话呢，他是一个非常罪恶的人。
And even though he was born in a very nice, wonderful Brahmin family,
而即使他是诞生于一个非常好的这个婆罗门家庭，
He rejected brahminical life. He rejected religious life.
但他还是就是拒绝了这个婆罗门式的生活，拒绝了这种宗教性的这种生活。
And he just became very sinful.
而他就变得非常罪恶了。
And he engaged in all four types of simple life.
并且完全去进行着四种这种罪恶性的活动。
Yeah, Brahmins are known for truthfulness. That's one of the main qualities of a Brahmin.
婆罗门是由于自己这种真诚的品质而为人所知的，这是婆罗门所具备的最重要的品质之一。
But he became a liar.
但他的话呢，却成为了一个这种说谎的人。
Brahmins are known for controlling their senses.
婆罗门也是由自己这种能够掌控感官的这样一种品质而为人所知的。
But he had illicit sex with a prostitute.
但是他却和一个这个妓女发生了这种性行为。
And he took intoxication and killed animals.
并且的话呢，他同时也服食麻醉品，还屠杀这种吃肉。
And he liked to gamble too.
并且他还很喜欢赌博。
And he used to steal in order to get money, you know, to pay for his sinful activities.
并且他曾经还去偷钱，然后才好去为他这种罪恶活动而这种支付这个费用。
So like an animal, he only cared about himself, and he didn't care about anyone else.
因此他真的就像动物一样，只关心在意他自己，而对别人毫不在意。
So he's comparing that kind of life to now he's chanting the auspicious holy name of the Lord. It's like you couldn't find a more opposite situation.
而现在在这里他就在比较他的这种人生，就是这样的一种罪恶的这种人生和此刻他在这里吟诵主的这个吉祥的圣名的这种人生 放在一起来对比的话，可能已经找不到比这个更加反差巨大的这种状态了。
Just like when Srila Prabhupada first came to America and lived in New York.
这就像是帕帕第一次到美国，他当时住在纽约那个地方。
I was 15 years old at that time.
然后那一年我才15岁。
And many of the devotees that, you know, joined Prabhupada at that time were all in their, they were all in their teens and early 20s.
而当时很多加入帕帕运动的那些美国人的话呢，他们都就都是这个青少年，20岁出头的样子。
And particularly, that generation, my generation at that time, we were rejecting, all of the norms of society.
特别是就是当初我们那一代，然后就是跟随帕帕的这一代年轻人的话呢，当时的我们是完全在拒绝社会的所有的这种准则标准的。
We rejected service to the company, to the country, by burning our draft cards.
Draft cards.
Yeah, we were forced. We were supposed to go serve in the army.
Yeah.
The Vietnam War.
Oh.
And we were drafted. There was no choice. You were forced, and they gave you a little. They gave you. You had to go sign up. As soon as you turn 18, and they gave you a draft card.
I see. And you had a choice to actually reject that?
We had no choice, but we were burning our draft cards in protest.
I see. 然后不如就说就是我们那个时代的那些年轻人的话呢，都拒绝为祖国服务。这个拒绝为祖国服务的意思就是说是去参军，因为当时美国在打越战，然后打越战当中就国家要求就是必须年满18岁就要去参军嘛，然后所以他们那一代年轻人的话呢，都把那个每个人手上有一张那种卡片一样的东西，然后就把那张卡片当中给烧毁了，就以这样的方式来抗议，他们不愿意去打这场越南战争。
And we were just protesting and rejecting everything about the current society at the time.
所以我们基本上就是完全在抗议，在反对当时社会那一刻的所有的一切。
And we protested by having illicit sex and taking drugs. We used to say, drugs, sex, and rock and roll.
所以我们当时那一代的话呢，就是通过这个吸食毒品，然后这种非法性行为，以及这种就是摇滚式的这种音乐，摇滚式的这种人生的方式来抗议社会的。
And refusing to go to college.
并且也拒绝去读大学。
Just whatever our parents said, whatever society said, we were against it.
反正就是无论父母说什么，无论社会要我们做什么，我们都反对，都抗拒。
So it was interesting. On the Wednesday, I had the good fortune of being with Radhanath Swami.
所以说，很那个很幸运的就是下个星期三，我有很大的这个好的运气，能够跟 Radhanath Swami 在一起见面。
And so we had to drive from Vaisheshika Prabhu's house down to the temple, and there was a lot of traffic, so it took about an hour.
Oh, you mean this Wednesday, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, 我刚才听错了，不是下个星期三，是这个星期三。这个星期三他们见到了 Radhanath Swami, 然后所以说他们就开车从 Vaisheshika Maharaj 的家开车开到那个庙里，但是那路上的话呢，就挺堵车的。
And so, Radhanath Swami and I, we were sitting in the back seat of the car together.
所以说 Radhanath Swami 和我们俩就坐在那个车的后座那个地方。
And so he was very kind to talk to me.
然后他就特别仁慈嘛，就跟我聊天。
So he told me the story of how he came to Krishna consciousness.
然后当时他就跟我讲到他当初加入 Krishna 知觉的故事。
And so we're both almost the same age.
所以我们当初的话，他当时加入那个 Krishna 知觉的时候，年纪跟我一样大。
I'm just six weeks older than he is.
哦，然后我就只比他年长六个星期而已。
He was born in on December 7th, 1950.
嗯，然后他是1950年12月7号出生的。
And I was born October 16th, 1950.
而我是1950年10月16号出生的。
And so we were talking about how we both, you know, had to get our draft card when we turned 18 years old and just, remembering, you know, the, how society was at that time.
What did you do with the draft cards?
We had to sign up for the draft.
Oh.
We had to have our card. Mm. And we were just remembering how, revolutionary, you know, the mood was at that time.
Mm. I see. 所以说当时我们俩坐在一起就聊嘛，就聊当时，因为我跟他都是同龄人，然后我们就回忆起当初就不得不去报道，然后拿到那个卡，就是那个必须参军打仗的那张卡，然后就在回忆起当初那个整个社会哈，他一种完全弥漫着一种革命的这种情绪心态在其中。
Of course, Ratnaswami, we all know he's a very special soul.
当然我们都知道 Ratnaswami 是一个非常特殊的灵魂。
So he wasn't sinful like I was.
他当初可没有像我那样，我曾经的那么罪恶的那种样子。
And so as soon as he could leave home, he juststarted traveling to India in search of self-realization.
所以一旦他能够离开他的家庭，然后就去印度旅行，然后去印度，在印度那里去寻求自我的觉醒。
And then he went to India and traveled all over India, and finally he met the devotees in Prabhupada that had a big festival they were having in Bombay.
然后所以说他最终就开始在印度旅行了，然后并且在印度那里也遇到了帕帕的奉献者，然后在那里参加了孟买的一个非常盛大的节日活动。
And then as soon as he saw a Prabhupada, he knew that Prabhupada was his spiritual master, and he just surrendered.
然后一旦他就是当他在那个节日活动那儿见到帕帕，然后他立刻就知道这个就是他的灵性导师了，然后他立刻就向他臣服了。
Anyway, most of the devotees who met Prabhupada in America, when they met Prabhupada, at the time they met Prabhupada, they were addicted to sinful activities.
所以总之的话呢，就是当初帕帕的在美国的那些门徒那些奉献者们就开始他们第一次见到帕帕的时候那个时候的他们都是进行着各种各样的这种罪恶活动的。
Most had long hair, didn't bathe, had illicit sex, took drugs, and had no other ambition.
所以说当时帕帕的那些奉献者们很多都是留着长发，然后也不洗澡，然后并且就是吸毒嘛，然后还就是进行这种非法性行为，然后并且对于人生没有任何什么其他的这种抱负这种想法。
Yeah, what a contrast, you know, between us and Srila Prabhupada, whose transcendental personality, you know, coming from Vrindavanto the most sinful place on earth.
所以大家可以想象一下这个极度的反差，就是这个我们这一群就是很罪恶的人，然后对比起帕帕这样一个超然的一个灵魂，然后就来自于 Vrindavan 的这样一个超然的洁净的灵魂。
So my generation, you know, those who had, you know, taken to all kinds of sinful activities and had no higher ambition, they were called hippies.
然后我们这一代的话呢，就进行着各种各样的这种自由活动了，也对人生没有更多更高的追求了，然后我们就被称为叫做嬉皮士。
So these are the type of people that were coming to Srila Prabhupada.
所以说也就这样，也就是这样的人，这种嬉皮士这样类型的人的话呢，才来到了帕帕的身边。
But somehow or other, They took to the chanting and they began to follow Srila Prabhupada.
嗯，反正不知怎的，然后我们就开始遵循帕帕的教导，然后开始追随他，然后开始念诵。
And they were able to give up illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling.
嗯，然后我们就能得以去放弃这些四项非法这个非这种四项的罪恶活动，然后吃肉了、赌博了、吸食麻醉品了，以及非法性行为。
And so Prabhupada, he would say, this is the proof that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra has power.
嗯，而帕帕就会说，你看啊，这就是证据，就证明了念诵 Hare Krishna mantra 就是能够使得一个人净化掉所有的这些罪恶性的活动。
He would say, otherwise, how is it possible that these young boys and girls who were addicted to illicit sex, intoxication, and meat eating were able to give these things up? How could they give these things up?
嗯，然后帕帕就说，他说否则的话，就如果这个念诵圣名要是没有作用的话，那怎么可能这些年轻的男孩和女孩能够得以放弃这些吃肉，放弃非法性行为，放弃这个吸食麻醉品这些毒品呢？
So such a contrast, you know, between one lifestyle and the other.
嗯，所以说真的就是在这两种生活方式之间，就是如此巨大的反差。
So Prabhupada, he used to joke and he would say that I turn the hippies into happies.
所以帕帕曾经就会开这样的玩笑，就是把嬉皮士都变成了 happies。 这个 happies 它是一个英文的谐音哈，意思就是高兴的人，快乐的人的意思。
So he said, this is the proof that chanting God's names has this power to cause this inner transformation.
嗯，然后所以说帕帕就会说，这个就是证据，来证明念诵主的圣名就是有如此巨大的力量，来使得一个人的内心发生巨大的变化。
And this is the transformation that Ajamil has also had.
嗯，而这也是阿加米勒所曾经所发生过的这样一个巨大的转变。
So in the purport, Prabhupada is one of the points he makes.Is that we shouldn't just forget our past sinful life. We should remember how fallen we were and how far we've come.
嗯嗯，所以说帕在要旨当中就提到了这一点，就是我们不应该忘记曾经的自己的这种罪恶的活动，我们应该就是去回忆起，就是曾经是。自己是如此的堕落，是怎样的堕落？而我们经历了这个整个到现在为止的话，我们又走了多远
？And we should be grateful to Krishna and to our spiritual master for saving us.
嗯，我们真的应该去对 Krishna 和对我们的灵性导师心怀感恩之情，然后感恩他们给予我们这些巨大的转变。
And so we should never take this opportunity that we have to chant. I mean, every moment we have this opportunity to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and really be in Goloka. And we should always appreciate this opportunity that we have. We shouldn't take it for granted.
Appreciate. 而在每一刻我们都是有我们可以在每一刻都是去念诵主的圣名。在每一刻我们都是可以活在 Goloka 当中的因此我们应该真的去珍惜去感恩然后我们每一刻的这样就是有这样的一种机会而永远不要把这个念诵 Hare Krishna mantra 当作是这个理所应当的一回事儿。
Yeah, so sometimes devotees we become proud of how long we've been chanting Hare Krishna.
嗯有时的话呢奉献者就会很骄傲就会说你看啊我都已经念诵这么多年了。
And we judge each other as, this person's been chanting this many years, he's better than someone who hasn't been chanting for so long.
嗯于是我就会以这样的一种标准来评判哦这个奉献者念诵了这么多年了然后他就比这个刚刚才加入的奉献者要好很多呢。
As if we're special.
嗯，就仿佛这个念诵了很多年的奉献者，就我们就是很特别的。
And we develop a sense of entitlement. Oh, you know, I deserve to be respected because I've been chanting for so long.
然后就会发展出这样的一种，就是觉得自己值得拥有什么什么的这样一种感觉，就觉得哎，我都念诵这么久了，就大家应该给我尊重啊。
Yeah, so as soon as we think like that, we're disqualified.
而一旦我们要是开始这样想的话呢，我们就立刻失去了资格。
I remember a few years ago in Jagannath Puri, Madhavananda Prabhu was giving an introductory talk. It was the first day of our retreat.
The first year, huh?
The first day of our retreat. You know how you have the first day?
I see.
Kind of set the mood, right?
所以说几年前的话呢，就是在加格纳的普瑞 Madhavananda Prabhu 就曾经给我们讲了这样一个这种入门性的这样一个讲话，然后当时是我们那个 Yatra 的第一天，然后就在第一天的时候他都会讲话来给大家营造出这样一个基本的氛围。
And he was you know, sharing with us he was giving us advice of how to actually enter into the Holy Dhamma.
然后 Madhavananda Prabhu 就在跟我们分享就是他的一些建议，就怎样才能够真正的进入圣地。
Of course, it's the same advice for entering the Holy Name.
当然这个同样的建议的话呢，也是针对如何进入到圣名当中的。
He said, if you should not have a sense of entitlement when you're here in the Dhamma.
所以他说当你身处圣地之中的时候，当你就在圣地这里的时候，你不应该有这样一种觉得自己值得拥有什么，值得得到什么的感觉。
Yeah, the sense of entitlement. We think, oh yeah, I deserve this. I've been doing it for so long. I deserve it. I've earned it.
I see. 所以说这种值得有什么什么的感觉，就是说我都已经修行这么多年了，然后我都已经念诵这么多年了，然后或者我这个那么我就值得有这样的别人的尊敬，或者值得拥有什么什么，我赚来的，这是我辛辛苦苦努力得来的。
Yeah, so just the opposite of what Prabhupada is saying here.
而实际上这样的一种说法就是跟帕帕在这个要旨当中所说的话是刚好相反的。
He says we should always appreciate that we have this opportunity to chant Hare Krishna and to, you know, to be in the association of the Lord.
而帕帕在要旨当中就说，我们应该真的去感恩自己有这个念诵圣名的机会，能够真的感恩有主的这个联谊的这样一种机会。
Yeah, and it's only by the grace of the Lord that we can share this teaching with others.
而只是因为完全是因为主的恩典，我们才能得以去和他人分享这门教导的。
So Prabhupada says we should always be conscious of the difference between our current life and our past fallen life.
所以帕帕就说，我们应该总是能够觉知到这个我们现在的生活和我们过往的罪恶的生活这二者之间的区别。
So really, if we want to really be able to chant Hare Krishna and enter into the holy name of the Lord, we have to have this humility.
所以如果我们真的想要念诵主的圣名，真的想要进入到主的圣名之中，那就意味着我们一定要有谦卑的态度。
And not become proud.
而不会这种就是很骄傲的这种心态。
This is, of course, you know, Lord Chaitanya's, maybe the most important instruction that he's given us.
可以说这可能是主柴坦尼亚所给予我们的最重要的一项训示了。
Trinarapi sunichena, turarapi sahishnuna, amani na manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Yes, we talk about it all the time.
是的，我们已经经常都在谈论这一点了。
But we really have to apply it.
但是我们真的要把这一点给运用起来才行。
Cultivating humility.
培养我们的谦卑。
Which begins with honesty.
而谦卑是始自于诚实的。
Yes. And then being tolerant.
并且的话呢，还要有一种容忍的态度。
Especially tolerant of others.
特别是去能够容忍他人。
And not just criticizing others. Criticizing ourselves or others.
而能够去容忍他人，而不是去批评他人，或者是批评自己。
And just, judging their value, if they're good or bad, like that.
然后就是去评判别人的价值，评判这个人是好还是坏呀，那些的。
There's always going to be somebody doing something we don't like.
反正总是会有某个人做的某件事情是我们不喜欢的。
Do we just react and start to complain, or do we tolerate?And see that this is coming from my, this anxiety I'm feeling because the person's not doing what I like. Is that coming from my own mind? Or is it coming from them?
所以说某个人总是会做某一件事情是让我们不喜欢的。那是不是我们在看到别人做了一件我们不喜欢的事情的时候就立刻对此做出反应，然后立刻去抱怨，然后还是说去容忍呢？还是说我们就是由于对方所做的一个事情所产生的这种焦虑感或者是不爽的感觉是来自于我们自己的心意呢，还是来自于对方的？
And then Lord Chaitanya says we also have to give all respect to all other living beings.
并且主 Chaitanya 也曾说过，我们应该把所有的敬意和尊重都给予所有的生物体。
And then maybe the most difficult is to not crave or demand respect for oneself.
Not crave or demand respect for oneself. 而可能最难做到的，最是困难的，那就是不去渴求，或者是不去命令别人来给予我尊重。
Right, and usually if someone doesn't give us the respect,or the recognition that we want, we immediately become angry and cut that person off.
是不是就在很多情况下，就如果一个人要是没有给予我们认可，没有给予我们这个尊重，没有给予我们所希望得到的这种就说是认可的话，那么我们肯定立刻就很不高兴，就想把这个人赶紧的跟他保持距离了，然后赶紧的就是不要跟他打任何交道了。
These kind of tendencies are the exact opposite of bhakti and surrender to the Lord.
而这样的一种倾向就刚好是bhakti, 刚好是向主臣服的这个反面，这个对立面。
Yeah, so we all have this bhakti seed, this faith in God that we're cultivating.
所以我们每个人都是有这个 bhakti 的种子，都是有这个是我们需要去培养的对于主的这种信念的种子。
And of course, for a seed to grow, it needs soil, and it needs water, and it needs sunlight, and it needs to be protected.
而要让一颗种子得以发芽成长的话，那就必须要有泥土，必须要有水，要有阳光，而且还要有园丁的呵护才行。
Now, as soon as you put water on a seed, it will crack open and begin to sprout.
而一旦当我们把水浇到种子上的时候，种子就会立刻破裂，然后发芽。
And the water and the sunlight is the holy name. This is Lord Chaitanya's taught that that's the holy name.
而主 Chaitanya 就曾说过，这个浇在种子上的水和阳光的话呢，就是圣名。
Now, if the seed is on a rock, it actually may crack open and begin to sprout, even on a rock.
而如果一颗种子它是在岩石里面的话，它都是可以就是由于水和这个阳光的话呢，得以破裂，得以发芽的。
But it's not going to grow any roots.And eventually, it's just going to fade and die, right?
但是的话，由于它是在岩这个岩石之中，所以说它即便发芽了，它也无法就是生根，然后所以说最终这个种子就只会死亡而已。
Or you could have a seed that's in the sand, and you can water that.
或者的话，也可能这样一颗种子是在这个沙子里面生长着的，然后你也可以往这个种子上浇水。
And it may begin to sprout.
然后你在沙土里面的这个种子里面浇水的话呢，它也可能会发芽。
But it's not going to grow very strongly.
但是的话呢，这样的种子却不可能就是会成长的，生长的非常的茂盛。
And the roots won't have anything to really anchor them.
而这样在沙子里面生长的这个种子的话呢，它的根也是没有什么东西可以紧紧抓住的，然后从而能够紧紧的扎根于这个大地的。
And if, you know, if the wind comes along, that plant's just going to become uprooted and blow away.
而如果要是大风吹了过来，那么这样的一个种子的话，就会完全被风给拔根，连根而起。
So water is important, sunlight's important, but so is soil.
因此水很重要，阳光很重要，但同样的土壤也是非常重要的。
Yeah, which one is more important, the water, the light, or the soil?
那哪一个更加重要呢？是水更重要，太阳更重要，还是这个土壤更重要呢？
Well, they're all important.
可以说他们都很重要。
So the soil is this humility, tolerance, respect for others, and not needing respect for oneself. That's the soil.
而这个土壤就是这种谦卑的态度，就是容忍，就是对给予所有众生这种尊重敬意，而不索求，不会要求索求和这种这种渴望得到别人的这种敬意。
Of course, weeding is important too.
Sorry, what?
Pulling up the weeds.
Oh, I see. Okay. 当然的话呢，这个拔除杂草也是非常重要的。
Yeah, so just as Prabhupada is recommending in the purport, we always have to be a little introspective.
就像帕帕在要旨当中所提到的，我们总是应该有一点点内省才行。
And notice if we're feeling entitled.
去注意一下，是不是我们觉得自己值得拥有什么什么，值得赚到了什么什么，应该得到什么什么的这种态度。
And notice if we're taking the chanting of Hare Krishna and the knowledge of Krishna for granted, we can become used to it and think, oh, this is just normal.
然后去注意到我们是不是心里面这样的一种想法，这样一种念头，觉得念诵啊，觉得这个关于圣名的这个知识啊，都是寻常的一回事儿，因为我们太熟悉它了，我们太习惯于这样的一种生活方式了，就觉得就该嘛，自己就本来应该做这样的事情，而没有这种感恩感激的一种心态。
Yeah, so we're learning here from Ajamil the proper attitude of a devotee.
因此在这里的话，我们就在向阿扎米勒学习怎样才会有恰当的这样一个奉献者的态度。
Yeah, he's honestly, you know, sorry for his past sinful activities.
他非常诚实的对于他过往的罪恶活动感到极大的抱歉。
And so part of humility is feeling grateful for what you have.
而谦卑的一部分就是对于你已经拥有的事物感到一种极大的感恩的心态。
Yeah, feeling grateful for the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna.
对于自己有机会能够念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀而心生极大的感恩之情。
And grateful that you've been saved from sinful life and future, you know, unlimited future births and deaths.
对，就去感恩自己能够被这个就是从罪恶的人生当中拯救出来，并且感恩自己被拯救出来，再也不用去遭受未来的这种无止境的生死轮回了。
Yeah, so honesty and gratitude and humility there. They're all connected, pretty much the same.
因此的话，诚实、谦卑，或者是这种感恩的态度，像这些的话呢，都是相互连接的、相互关联的，基本上就是一回事儿。
So the tendency, our materialistic tendency, is to just become accustomed to everything, to take everything for granted, and then to feel entitled.
而我们这种物质性的倾向，就是对什么都觉得习以为常了，然后并且觉得自己就是把这个太take it for granted， 就是觉得自己理所应当得到什么什么东西，把这个念诵了，把这种各种各样的东西当做是理所应当的，然后并且的话呢，就说This will be my what's the last one？Take it for granted and all sense of entitlement， 然后并且觉得自己值得拥有什么什么的这样一种心态，这就是我们物质上的倾向。
I deserve this. I've been a devotee for 5 years.
我都已经当奉献者当了5年了，那我就应该，别人就该这样对我才是。
Yeah, or even like me, in my case, it's been almost 50 years.
那当然我也如此，对我来说，我都已经成为奉献者，都当奉献者当了50年了。
Yeah, so that just means I have a greater opportunity to think that I deserve it.
那是不是就意味着我有更多的这种机会，然后觉得自己更应该值得拥有什么什么，对吧
？Yeah, so the longer you've been chanting the more likely that you can fall into this illusion that you deserve it.
所以说你要是念诵的时间越长，就越有可能会陷入到这样的一种幻觉当中，就觉得自己值得拥有什么。
So it's something we all have to be on the lookout for, and it's just the materialistic tendency of the false ego in the material world.
所以这真的是我们需要注意到的这样一种倾向，那就是我们生存在这个物质世界当中的这个物质的假我，然后这样一种物质的倾向。
Yeah, this wanting to be special.
想让自己是非常独一无二、非常特别的。
And to be adored and recognized by others.
想让自己得到别人的欣赏和喜爱和认可。
Yeah, don't be surprised if it's there, because that's part of the false ego.
所以说don't be surprised if it's not there, because...
Don't be surprised if it's still there, this wanting to be special and this feeling of entitlement.
所以说不要觉得惊讶，就是为什么你依然还有这样的一种念头，就依然还有觉得自己值得拥有什么什么这种心态还在那儿，不要觉得怎么还在那儿呢，然后就觉得很惊讶哈。因为这就是假我的一部分。
Right, as long as we have this mind and body, that false image of ourselves is also there.
因为只要我们还有这个物质的躯体和心意，那么我们就有这样一个虚假的关于自我的形象在那儿。
As long as you can see it, it's not a problem.
而只要你能够看到这个是一个虚假的自我形象在那儿，看到自己有这样的一种念头，这样一种心态，那就完全不成问题。
It's only a problem if you don't see it, then you fall under control.
而只有当你看不到他们的时候，当你完全就是被他们被这些念头和态度所掌控的时候，那这个时候才会成了一个问题。
Yeah, so we have, there's lots of remedies for this in our devotional practice.
而在我们的这个奉爱服务当中，针对这样的一种心态或者是念头的话呢，就有专门很多很多的这种治疗方案。
Like when we see each other and we fold our hands and bow down and pay obeisances.
这就比如说在我们跟其他奉献者相见的时候，然后我们会双手合十，会跪下来顶拜对方。
Or when we wake up in the morning and we say Hare Krishna and then bow down and pay our obeisances to our spiritual master.
或者就比如说我们早上早起以后，然后去说 Hare Krishna， 然后并且就是跪下来去顶拜我们的灵性导师。
And bowing down to our spiritual master in the morning if we see him or if we enter, you know, if we come before the altar in our home.
而 在我们比如说早上第一次见到灵性导师的时候，或者是在家里面就是走到家里的神坛的面前的时候，我们就跪下来顶拜灵性导师，顶拜神坛。
Yeah, and before we begin the chanting in the morning, we offer our respects to our spiritual master and we pray for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
而在我们开始念诵之前的话，然后我们也会去祈祷，去获得主这 Chaitanya 和主 Nityananda 的仁慈。
Yeah, so this keeps us humble and grateful.
而这就会使得我们一直保持谦卑和感恩的心态。
Yeah, so we should cultivate an attitude of gratitude.
因此我们就需要培养这样一种感恩的态度。
And that will protect us.
而这就会保护我们。
Yeah, protect us from feeling entitled and needing respect from others.
保护我们不会这种不会去觉得自己应该要去从别人那里获得别人的尊敬，保护我们不至于去成为这样一种觉得自己值得拥有什么，觉得别人应该给予我们什么这样一种心态的这种受害者，不会成为这样的一种被他们所掌控。
So even with the practice of Vaishnava etiquette and practicing humility, don't be surprised when the false ego appears.
Appears. 就是即使我们已经修习了外斯纳瓦的礼节，即使我们已经修习了这个谦卑的态度，那么即使这个假我冒了出来的话呢，也请你不要觉得很惊讶。
Yeah, you may see younger devotees and think, oh, I'm an older devotee, they should respect me.
你可能仍然就是在遇到这个较年轻的、较年幼的、这个刚刚加入 Krishna 知觉的奉献者的时候，你会觉得，这些人应该尊重我才是。
They should listen to what I have to say.
他们应该听我要说的话呀。
So if you don't see it, that's a problem.
而如果你要是没有看到自己的这样一种倾向的话，那就是个问题了。
But once you do see it,then it's not a problem.
而一旦你看到，那就不是一个问题了。
Yeah, then you smile and become humble again. Oh, there it is.
然后而你只是微笑一下，然后谦卑下来，就又冒出来了。
I remember I was giving a talk in Hawaii one time. And this devotee came up to me after the talk and he complained.
我记得曾经有一次我在夏威夷那里就是给一群奉献者讲话，然后在我讲话讲完了以后的话呢，有个奉献者就走到我面前来，然后就抱怨。
He said, during the talk, you kept referring to you, or to us, but you never said we. You kept saying you, like you were telling us. He said, I didn't like that. That wasn't very humble.
然后这个奉献者就说，就是你在刚刚讲课的时候，然后就一直就说你们怎么怎么的，然后好像感觉就是你在不断的给我们就是提建议一样的，就是这种拉开了距离的感觉。
So of course, you know, I was a little ashamed to hear that, and I didn't like it at first.
当然我当时听到的第一反应就是觉得有点羞愧，然后当然不喜欢就是有人当着我的面就这样说我。
But later on I thought about it, and then I felt grateful for him to having enough courage to come up and tell me how he really felt.
但是后来的话呢，我想了想，然后我就真的很感恩这个奉献者，就是他有这样的勇气走到我面前来，然后告诉他就是他在听我讲课讲话的时候以后的话呢，他的感受是怎样的。
And he was pointing out my illusion, and I wasn't able to see it.
而这位奉献者就指出了我当时所遭受的这种幻觉，而当时的我说话，当时的我根本就没看到自己是处于幻觉之中。
Yeah, this is an example how the Lord in the heart talks to us through others.
而这就是一个很好的例子，这个例子就是主是通过别人，通过别的奉献者来跟我们说话的。
So later on, I went up to the devotee and I thanked him for speaking honestly and pointing out my illusion.
所以说后来的话，我就去见这位奉献者，然后走到他跟前儿，去感谢他，感谢他这么诚实的告诉我，然后并且指出了我的这个幻觉。
And whenever I think of that incident, I feel grateful to the devotee for mercifully pointing out my fault.
所以说任何时候，后来只要我想到这个事件，我就会对这个奉献者有很这种心怀感恩之情。我感谢他，就是这么仁慈的指出了我的错误。
Now, I'm not encouraging you to go up and start finding fault with each other and pointing them out.
当然，我不是在这里鼓励大家，就是去走了，去给别人就是找错，然后就告诉别人你哪错了，错了。Because
we're not responsible for others, we're only responsible for ourselves, and each person has to discover, you know, the illusion for themselves.
因为我们只是对自己承担起责任而已，而我们不会对其他任何一个人有任何的责任。所以说的话，我们自己应该要去you mean discover our own the illusion. Discover an illusion on our own, you mean?
Yeah, well, we have to see it ourselves.
而我们必须要自己能够看到自己的这种所处的幻觉，然后看到自己的这种幻觉。
So if you have a relationship with a person and you're very humble about it, then there's room for constructive criticism, but your motivation has to be pure.
所以说如果你和对方有这样一段关系，那么你足够谦卑，然后并且你能够看到就是你们之间的关系是允许有这种有建设性的、有意义的这样一种批评的存在的话。 而且你的动机是纯粹的。Yeah,
you have to speak to the person from compassion and from genuine love, not from your false ego and not from pride.
而你是出于这样对于对方的同情怜悯之心，出于对对方的这种真诚的爱，然后来去给对方提意见的，而不是基于你的假我，基于这个骄傲来去给对方提意见。
Yeah, you have to be following the austerity of speech that Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita.
而你就必须要去遵循 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中所说到的这种言语的苦行才行。
Yeah, he says that chapter 17:15. I repeat it all the time in classes. Yes, I could. Yeah, 15. Krishna says, austerity of speech consists in speaking words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating to others, and also in regularly reciting Vedic literature.
所以大家可以看到，《薄伽梵歌》的第17章第15节，言语的苦行包括说话真诚，悦人益人，不使别人感到不安烦躁。
So Prabhupada, he said to one person, he said, you have no right to instruct anyone else unless they are your student.
帕帕曾经就对一位奉献者说过，就是你没有权利去给任何一个人训示，除非对方是你的学生。
Or unless somebody asks to be instructed.
或者是对方来向你请求得到你的这个训示。So
another thing that's helpful to remember, if you're wondering if you should say something or not, here's something too that might help you out.
Oh, sorry, Guru Maharaj, could you repeat?
So I'm going to teach you a mnemonic, you know, think. If you're wondering if you should say something to somebody or not, then you can consider this mnemonic.
Oh, consider mnemonic. What's that?
The mnemonic is you have a word and you take each letter and the letter represents something.
Oh, each letter represents something. I see, I see. 所以说，不如说，我现在就来教大家，就是这样一种一个算是一个小准则吧。就是如果你在考虑就是要不要对某个人说一句话的时候，我们就可以依据这个准则，然后来判断说还是不说。
Right, like ISKCON is a mnemonic for International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Yes. 然后所以说这个小准则的话呢，就是由一系列的这个英文字母构成的。这个英文字母的话呢，相当于每一个字，它是一个字，字的有专门它的意思，但是这个字的每一个字母的话呢，又代表一个含义，相当于是这样的一个东西。
Yeah, so this mnemonic is the English word to think.
To think, okay. 而这个就是这个小准则的话呢，就是用英文的那个词，就是叫做思考 ，think 那个词，思考。
So for tea, you have to consider what you're going to say. Is it true?
所以说 think 这个思考的这个英文词的第一个字母就是 T, 而 T 的话呢，在英文当中对应的就是真实的意思。因此的话，我们第一个要遵循的一个原则就是，你想跟别人说的那句话是不是真的。
And then for H, is it helpful?
而这个 think 的第二个字母 H 的意思的话呢，就是帮助。那么所以说，你给别人说的这句话是不是对对方有帮助、有助益的？
And then I is inspiration or encouraging. Is it inspiring? Does it actually motivate somebody positively?
而这个思考这个第三个字母的话呢，就是灵感的意思，就是鼓舞的意思。那么就是说你给别人说过的话，这个第三个准则就是是不是给予别人灵感。是不是能够给予别人鼓舞，是不是能够使得别人有极大的这种动力，想要去做一个什么样很好的事情。
And my favorite one is N. Is it necessary?
而这个思考的第四个这个英文字母的话呢是 N, 而 N 代表的就是这个必要，有没有必要的意思。然后因此你给别人说的这句话是不是真的有必要呢？这是我个人最喜欢的这样一个准则。
Do I really have to say this? Do I really need to bring this out? Is it really important?
我是不是真的应该要跟别人说这句话呢？这个是不是真的有必要呢？我真的应该把这一点给对方提出来吗？
And then lastly, K for kind. Is it kind?
而最后这个思考的这个第五个字母就是Kind, 就是仁慈，就是善意的意思。就我说的这句话是不是有善意的？
Yeah, so this devotee, when he came up to point out my fault, you know, it really was true, and it really was helpful, and it did inspire me. And I think it was necessary that he said it to me. I needed to hear that. And he did it in a very kind way.
因此的话呢，我就想起我之前就是给大家刚才举的那个例子，就那个奉献者走到我跟前指出我刚才讲课的时候的那个错误，然后他指出了我这个错误，就以这个五个评判标准来判断，那确实他说的是真的，并且他说的话真的帮到我，并且的话呢就说他也确实给了我很大的灵感，给了我很大的这种鼓舞，然后并且也是很有必要的。我觉得我真的是当时的我真的是需要听到有这样的一种建议的，然后而且他也是怀着这样一种仁善仁慈的这样一种心态来对我说的。
Yeah, so you shouldn't speak to someone who doesn't have the ear to listen, you know, who doesn't want to hear it. You can't, then it's an offense.
因此的话你不应该对一个不愿意听的一个人去说你的建议或者指出对方的错误，因为否则的话，如果对方都不愿意听，那么你所做的这件事情就是一种冒犯。
Yeah, so don't worry. If person has a lesson to learn, it's not up to you. Krishna will arrange one way or the other. So for me, that was Krishna's arrangement, so it worked out well.
所以说别担心，就是如果对方不愿意听你的话呢，然后他有这个教训要去明白，或者是他有这个道理要去领悟到的话呢，这不是由你来做决定的，而 Krishna 会去安排，会去做出种种安排来帮助这个奉献者，帮助这个人领悟到他的教训，领悟到他的课题的。然后而对当时的我来说的话呢，确实那个就是主的安排，通过那位奉献者来告诉我做错的地方。
So I want to make one last point, and then I'll open it up for questions or comments.
所以我现在再来说最后一点，然后把这一点说完了，我们就可以来回答问题了。
So notice that Ajamil, he's remembering where he was, and he's also appreciating where he is now.
所以说我们再次回过头来看阿加米勒他在回忆起他曾经所处的是怎样一种位置，然后并且他也在感恩当下他是在怎样的一个位置。
Yeah, so sometimes as devotees, we forget where we were.
而有时的话，我们作为奉献者却忘记了自己曾经是怎样的一种，曾经是处于一个什么样的位置。
And we don't appreciate where we are now.
并且我们也没有去珍惜，没有去感恩自己当下所处的这样一种位置。
We're just looking out over the horizon where I want to go.
而我们所做的一切就只是眼睛眺望着这个地平线，然后不断地望着就说，哎，接下来我要去哪儿啊？
Of course, you never get to the end of the horizon, right? It keeps moving.
当然你永远都是到达不了这个地平线的终点的，因为这个地平线终点总是不断地在移动着的。
Of course, we need to have goals and be, you know, looking towards what our next step is in Krishna consciousness.
当然我们每个人都应该有目标，我们都应该知道就是自己想要在 Krishna 知觉当中进步的下一个阶段，下一步迈出的下一个步子是怎样的。
But it's also important to recognize where I was and how far I've come.
但是的话呢，很重要的是就是我们记忆起自己曾经处于一个什么样的位置，然后回忆一下自己就是已经走了有多远，这其实也是非常重要的。
So one of the reasons Ajamil is feeling so grateful is because he's realizing where he came from and seeing where he is now.
而阿加米勒之所以如此感恩的原因之一就在于他意识到曾经就是他所处的是一个怎样的一种状态，而现在他又到达了一个怎么样的一种状态。
Okay, 完毕。
完毕。Okay, Guruji, there are questions left from last week, so.
Okay.
所以说上个星期还有奉献者的问题没有回答，然后所以说我们现在就来回过头来回答上个星期的问题。Okay, the last one. Okay, 我们来看上个星期的问题。曹静轩 Olivia Malaji 问的，顶拜 Guru， 请问您刚才讲到只要还有选择就依然在假我之中，请问如何理解，感恩您的仁慈。 So Olivia Malaji, last week her question was you know, just now, which is last lecture, that you talked about as long as we have the choice, we are still in the false ego. How to understand that? Thank you for your mercy.
As long as we have the choice, we're still in the false ego? I don't quite understand that, actually.
Yeah, me neither. Maybe I have translated wrong. I don't know. I'm not translating this sentence wrong. Maybe when the during the lecture, I didn't translate it clearly, so maybe I caused this confusion.
Okay. Well, maybe you can just say that.
那个针对这个 Olivia 乔静轩马塔吉问的这个问题哈，就是 Guru 和我都没听懂 ，Guru 没听懂，就是这个话是什么意思。然后我说很有可能就是我翻译的时候没翻译对，然后给您造成误解了，实在是抱歉哈。然后这个Guru 从来没有说过，就是只要还有选择，就依然在假我之中这句话。
So most of our thoughts, maybe all of our thoughts are generated by the false ego.
然后就是说，就是我们的这个念头，可以说是所有的念头都是由假我所制造出来的。
Because they're all in relationship to the illusion of I and mine. All of our thoughts, right? They all contain that illusion.
因为我们所有的念头的话呢，都是跟这个假我的这种我的这种就是是相关联的，就相当于都是来自于这种我的这种假我的这种自我形象。
And still the thought is different than the reality.
然而念头和这个真相，念头和现实并不是一回事儿。
Because we're here.
因为我们现在就在这儿。
And the thought is always about before or after.
而我们脑袋里的念头，要不然就是关乎于刚才，关乎于过去，要不然就是关乎于未来，关乎于接下来怎么怎么样。
So, we should always see that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna that's alive right now in this moment.
因此我们应该总是能够看到自己是Krishna 的永恒的仆人，而我们就在当下此刻，就在这里，是存活着的，是生命力旺盛的这样一种状态。
Okay, yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm not sure that where the confusion is, so I won't say anything more.
因为我不知道就是这个您感到这个困惑的地方在哪，所以说我也没办法说太多了。说的再多，Okay, next one.小小的仆人图图上个星期的评论，谢谢亲爱的咕噜，您的教诲总是能唤醒我，让我处于生命的真相之中。我会让自己更多的处于当下，接受主这无与伦比的恩典。So Tutu was commenting last week that your teaching can always awaken me, so always make me live.In the truth of life, so I will really live more in the present moment and receive the incredible grace from the Lord.
Oh, wonderful! Yeah, there is only now. Even though we think there's something else, life doesn't exist outside of the present. It's not philosophy or belief. It's just a fact.
所以说您能这样做，您能这样想哈，就是愿意让自己更多的活在当下，这真的是太棒了。因为生命就永远只是当下此刻而已，生命从来都没有处于当下此刻之外的任何一个其他的时刻。所以说我说的这个并不是一门教导，不是一门哲学，而是一个事实。
And once we begin to really understand that fact, then our life changes. Then their transformation begins to occur.
而一旦当我们能够真正的明白这样一个事实，当我们能够真正的开始觉悟到这个事实，我们的人生就会发生变化，我们内心巨大的变化转变就会得以发生了。
Yeah, we can distinguish reality from illusion.
我们就能得以辨别幻觉与真相是什么了。
Okay, thank you, Tutu. I want to say Tutu the way you say it. You say Tutu.
Tutu.
Tutu. Tutu.
Tutu. Tutu. Okay, next one. 小草这位奉献者问的，应该也是上个星期，对，上个星期的问题。请问咕噜，有个问题我不理解。您说假我喜欢哲学，我不理解，因为我喜欢哲学，通过读帕帕的书，我得到哲学知识和激励。您的临在当下和我阅读哲学是矛盾的吗？So this devotee was asking a question about last week. So you were saying that false ego doesn't love, you were saying that the false ego loves philosophy.I don't understand it because I love philosophy. I get the philosophical knowledge and inspiration from reading Prabhupada's books. So is your teaching being present actually contradictory with learning Prabhupada's books, with reading the philosophy?
I can see how you can interpret it like that, but that's not what I mean.
咕噜就说我能明白你为什么你会这样的来理解我上个星期所讲的那一番话，但是的话，您所说的跟我当时所讲的并不是指的一回事，我并不是这个意思。嗯。
Yeah, of course, philosophy and teaching is very important for us because it's our map on the path of awakening.
嗯 ，on the map on the path of awakening. 哲学和教导是非常重要的，因为哲学和教导就像是地图一样，然后这个地图就指示着这个道路，就是我们在自我觉醒和觉悟到与神的关系的这样一个地图，就是由哲学和教导来提供的。嗯。
Especially reading Prabhupada's books and the teachings of the Vedas, it's very inspiring.
嗯，特别是帕帕的书籍以及伟达经的教导，是真的能够带来很多的灵感和激励的。
And that's necessary. We need that to inspire us, to do the practice and to have the experience.
嗯 ，to do the practice, to have the experience. 而这是非常有必要的，因为阅读帕帕的书籍和伟达经的教导，就会激励着我们能够去做奉爱服务，能够不断的就是前进。
嗯 ，It's also inspiring to the false ego because these false ego also wants to awaken and become free of suffering.
嗯，但同时的话呢，这对于假我来说也是有极大的激励的这种作用的，对。就是阅读经典对于假我也是有极大的激励的作用，因为假我也要想要觉醒，假我也想要能够从苦难当中，从痛苦当中解脱出来。
So the false ego is very attracted to spiritual concepts and ideas.
嗯，因此假我就是被这种灵性的教导，灵性的概念被极大的吸引的。
It gets very hopeful.
嗯，当他聆听到这些哲学，聆听到这些灵性的知识的时候，假我就是会有很大的这种希望在里面。
And so especially the mind and false ego, they're very enthusiastic in the beginning of any spiritual practice because they're hopeful.
嗯，特别是在灵性修习的初级阶段，最开始的阶段，心意和假我会变得充满了热情。因为心意和假我有这种太多的这种希望在里面，所以就会热情满满的去进行灵性修习。
Yeah, but they're always motivated by what they imagine they're going to get in the future.
嗯，但是的话呢，他们这种就是做奉爱服务这种动力，却是来自于想象着认为自己在未来会得到什么的这样一种想象，来充满极大的热情去做奉爱服务的。
Yeah, so it's always about the future.
所以说这总是关乎于未来的。
And, of course, as long as you continue thinking about the future and you stay motivated, you can keep doing it.
嗯, oh, as long as you continue thinking about the future and stay motivated, you can
keep doing it. That's what keeps you motivated.
嗯, that, 当然就是如果你总是想着未来的话，你如果总是想着未来，这就会一直使得你保持这样一种激励的状态。
It's like free beer tomorrow.
这就像是这个故事曾经举的一个例子，就是那些对于世俗的人，然后他们喜欢喝酒，然后就没有酒吧的门口就挂了一个牌子，上面写的就是明天啤酒免费，然后人们就明天去了以后，这个酒吧老板就说我们说的是明天啤酒免费，可不是今天哦，是不是就是以这样的一个牌子，这样一个广告语，然后来诱惑客人，然后进去喝酒。嗯。
Or like reading a travel, you know, brochure.
嗯，然后或者就有点类似于我们去读那种旅行的书籍，然后就是介绍哪个旅游胜地的那些书啊、小册子什么的。
But eventually we have to experience it.
嗯，但是最终的话，我们却必须自己亲自踏上那个地方，亲自的去体验那个旅游胜地才行。
We have to get that higher taste.
所以说，对于我们的奉爱修习来说，就我们就一定要有这个更高的品味才行。
Yeah, so in the beginning of our spiritual life, you know, there's kind of a mixed, there's a longing of the soul to connect reconnect with the Lord, but there's also the false ego imagining happiness in the future. That's where it gets its motivation, and that usually is unsteady.
I see. 所以说在我们灵性修习的初始阶段的话呢，往往都是一个混合体。这个混合体是什么？就是既有这个真我的灵魂的这种渴望，这个灵魂渴望能够再次跟主建立连接的这种深层的这种渴求，但同时的话呢，也有这种假我的这种动机意图在里面，假我想象着希望能够在未来通过灵性修习而获得快乐幸福，然后因此的话呢，就是由于有这个假我的这种企图，假我的这种激励动机在里面，因此这样的一种休息状态是并不稳定的。
Right, we hear a lecture or we read something and we get motivated to continue.
我们听到一门教导啊，或者是读到一篇文章啊，然后就会有很大的被鼓舞着，被激励着，想要去这个更多的灵性服务，灵性修行。
And then the motivation begins to wind down a little.
Wind down, you mean reduce?
Yeah.
然后慢慢的这种激励的状态的话呢，就会开始减弱了。
Then we read something or hear a lecture and we get motivated again.
然后的话呢，我们又听到一些讲课，然后又读到一些文章、一些书，然后又内心充满了这种激励的心情。
So that's how you can tell, you know, if it's the mind or false ego, because it's not steady.
而这你就能够通过这样的一种状态就能辨别出来究竟是假我在参与到其中的呢还是没有，因为这种就是一种不稳定的状态。
But when you're actually experiencing the joy of being and your relationship with Krishna right now, that's always available and that's steady.
Available, that's steady. 而如果你总是能够在当下此刻体验到存在的喜悦，并且体验到这个通过灵性修习和 Krishna 的这种连接所带来的这种完整感、喜悦感，而这样的一种状态总是可以在当下此刻被我们得到的，那么这样的状态就是稳定的。
Well, Krishna calls that yoga balena, the strength of yoga.
而 Krishna 就把这个称作为叫做 strength of yoga, 这种瑜伽的力量。
That's, you're motivated from the experience of the truth itself.
而你是通过这个体验到这种真相，体验到这种真切的这种感觉，然后从而来获得激励的。
So, you know, being present just means you're awake to the truth of who you are and experiencing your relationship with Krishna. That's all.
就是说，而临在当下的话呢，就只是意味着你能觉悟到关于你的真正自我的真相，并且觉悟到觉醒到你和 Krishna 之间永恒的关系，仅此而已。
If you're not experiencing that and you're hoping for it, it's good to hope for it, but...You're still lost in your mind and your false ego.
Mind and the false ego. 而如果你并没有真正的去在当下此刻体验到真我的这种真相，没有体验到和 Krishna 的这种连接，当然你期望在未来能够去体验到，当然期望是很好的，有希望是很好的，但是这依然是表明你还是迷失在心意之中，迷失在假我之中的。
See, in truth, you're an eternal being.
因为从真相来看，你就是一个永恒的存在。
And you are part of Krishna.
从真相来看，你就是 Krishna 的一部分。
And so am I, and so is everyone.
而我也是，我们所有众生都是。
Yes. So, if you're experiencing that, then when you read Prabhupada's books that just confirm that, that's a joy.
而如果你能真正的体验到体验到这一点，就是体验到你是永恒的存在，体验到你身边的所有的生命都是这种永恒的存在的话，那么当你再去阅读帕帕的书籍的时候，而帕帕的书籍就是在确认这一点，那这就会带给你更多的喜悦。
Yeah, so that's not coming from the false ego.
而这样的一种喜悦，这样一种体验，并不是来自于假我的。
But if you're not experiencing that and you're hoping for that in the future, oh, I hope in the future I'll be an eternal being.
而如果你没有体验到这种状态，而是期望在未来能够获得这样的体验，期望在未来，哎，我期望自己在未来能体验到我是一个永恒的存在。
Oh, that's the definition of the false ego.
那这个就是假我的定义啊。
You're thinking you're something that you're not.
假我在认为着，假我在认为着我不是什么，我是什么什么什么，但这个我是什么什么的话，却跟真实的我完全不是一回事儿。
Yeah, so the more we're living from the self, the more actually we'll relish Prabhupada's books and teachings.
而我们如果能够越多的活在真正的自我之中，我们就越是能够去珍惜和欣赏帕帕的书籍。
But that our motivation and our happiness will not be up and down, it will be very steady.
并且我们的这种动力，我们的这种快乐幸福感也不会是起起落落的，而是一种非常稳定的状态。
Thank you for sharing and your question.
感谢你的分享以及你的问题。 Okay, the last week all the questions are done, so we can look at this week. 我们来看这个星期的问题。小小的仆人图图说，顶拜亲爱的Guru，昨天一位奉献者分享，面对自己喜欢欣赏的人容易做到临在，对面明明是自己一见到就想发火吃不下饭的讨厌的人，怎么把临在给予对方呢？借用中国的用功临现很切磋不到吗？So 图图 is asking a new question today.So, she's saying that yesterday a devotee was sharing that when you are facing the person that you really love and appreciate, it's much easier to be present, to give your presence to that person. However, if who the person sits in front of you is someone so disgusting and someone you have great aversion to, then how can we actually give a presence to that person?Just cannot do it.
Well, this is an opportunity for awakening, actually.
可以说你面对一个一见到就发火、吃不下饭、很讨厌的人的话呢，这是一个机会，给予你一个机会来让你得以觉醒呢。
So the first thing we have to do is, you know, it's what is it in us?That's causing us to feel that way.
我们要做的第一件事就是注意到自己的内在，究竟我们的内里是怎样的一种状态，怎样的一种心态、情绪，然后促使我们去做出这样的反应的呢？
Because we're only feeling aversion because we're not seeing the person as they really are. We're seeing them through the lens of our false ego.
That's our false ego. 而我们之所以就是对于某一个人有这种极大的厌恶之情的话，那并不是基于对方的真相，就是对方的真正的自我来看到对方的，而我们是通过自己的这个假我的一个，这个相当于是太阳眼镜一样的，这个棱镜一样的东西，对，通过假我的这样一个镜片，然后来看待对方的。
So, other people are just mirrors reflectingHow our consciousness is contaminated.
而别人就像一面镜子一样，在反照出我们的知觉是受到了多大的污染的。
So the first thing to do is not to the person, but to yourself, express and bring to consciousness the aversion you're feeling.
Conscious. 而你要做的第一件事情不是对对方，而是对你自己。把你的这种厌恶的心情带入到你的知觉之中。
Yeah, to admit that it's there.
去承认你有这样一种内心有这样一种厌恶的这种心情。
Yeah, now it's not going on, you know, kind of subconsciously. Now you're really looking at it.
而这样的话呢，就是说你对这个人的这种厌恶的这种心情就并不是毫无意识毫无察觉的在进行着，而此时你是把它带入到自己的觉知之中，你在看着它。
Yeah, and then you can, you know, see the aversion you're feeling and allow it to be there.
然后你就能看到你这种厌恶，看到你这种感受在那儿。
Then just for that moment, you can choose to let it go.
然后就在那一刻，你就可以做出选择来放手这样的一种厌恶的这种感受。
And just make a conscious choice to give of yourself to that person, to give your presence to that person, not for yourself, but for them.
Not for yourself, but for them.
Yeah, you're going to give them your full attention. And just allow them to be the way they are.
所以说这个时候你就做出一个有觉知的选择，来把你的这个临在给予到对方，并不是为你自己，而是为了对方，来允许对方以他们的这种状态来展现他们自己。
Then you'll discover the essence of your presence and the essence of their presence, which is the light of, you know, divine light.
Divine light. 而后你就能够发现你的灵在的本质，并且你也能够发现对方的灵在的本质，而这个本质就是一种神圣的光芒。
Yeah, so don't expect anything more than to be present for that moment.
Don't expect anything more
than to be present for that moment. It's not going to be a permanent situation, you know.
So just for now,
can you be present?
所以说不要去就是期望哈，不要心里面去期望就是还有更多的就是那一刻。意思也就是说不要期望着你以后你会是一直永远都是这样的一种状态来对对方，并不是这样的，而只是就是在当下的那一刻把你的灵在给予对方就行了。
Just for now, can you admit the aversion you're feeling to that person and just allow them to be the way they are, just for now?
你能不能在当下的这一刻去承认自己内心对对方的这种厌恶的心情的这种存在，这种感受的存在，能不能在当下的这一刻允许对方以他们的这种样子去展现他们自己？
Then you'll come out of your story, out of your mind, and be self-situated, Atmavan, just for now.
而后的话，你就能够从自己的这个人生故事当中走出来，能够从心理当中走了出来，你就处于这个 Atmavan。What is Atmavan Gumaraj?
Self-situated.
Self-situated, 这种你就处于这种 Atmavan 的这种状态，也就是自我稳定的处于自我的这种状态了。
Yeah, and then thank Krishna for the opportunity he's given you to come out of Maya.
然后再感谢 Krishna 给了你这样一个机会，让你从 Maya 当中走了出来。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. next one. Sumuki Radha Mataji 问的问题，顶拜 Guru Maharaja 和 Maharaji， 感恩你们的精彩讲课翻译。请问如何面对假我？一旦获得舞台和机会，就想要去彰显自己，求取关注和认同的情况呢？发现假我非常喜欢利用学到的知识去教导别人，其实那些知识自己也还是刚刚听到而已，并非觉悟和在生活中变成的品质。一不留神，假我就会开始骄傲的表演。So Sumuki Radha Mataji is thanking you for your wonderful lecture, and she's asking that how to deal with the false ego. As soon as the false ego gets the opportunity to manifest itself.Like getting a stage or an opportunity to manifest itself, then just wants to get attention, wants to get recognition, because she has discovered that her false ego really wants to use the knowledge to teach others, to instruct others. Well, in fact, that the knowledge, she just heard it. It's not really like she realized it or she has turns the, you know, knowledge into a quality of her life, but somehow, you know, without really noticing it, the false ego just starts the proud performance.
Yeah, so that's a very nice question. Thank you.
非常谢谢你的这个很棒的问题。
And of course, we all have a false ego, so it pertains to all of us.
嗯，然后当然我们每个人都有一个假我，所以说您谈到的这一点对我们来说都是非常适用的。嗯。
And really, in my experience, our false egos are basically all the same.
但是就我的这个个人经验来看的话呢，其实假我都是基本上一样的，基本上一回事儿。
Yeah, you know, it manifests, you know, from forgetfulness of ourself and our relationship with Krishna, and it's afraid.
False ego is afraid.
Yeah, it's full of fear. That I'm not enough. I'm not good enough.
而假我的话呢，都是就是充满极大的恐惧感的，都是觉得这个自己不够好，自己就是不够好的这样一种恐惧，然后并且他就是这种遗忘嘛，遗忘自己永恒的这个自我，遗忘了自己和 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
And so the false ego is afraid that it's not good enough, so it's always trying to prove to others that it's good enough.
而由于假我总是恐惧着自己不够好，所以说假我总是想要去向别人证明，去证明自己是很好的。
So the false ego is not our enemy.
而假我并不是我们的敌人。
If we treat it like an enemy, it's actually that's just more false ego. It's a trick.
而如果我们要是把假我当作是敌人的话，那就这就是更大的假我了，因为这就是假我设下来的一个诡计，一个陷阱。就如果我们把假我当作是一个敌人来对待，那这就是假我的一个花招。
The false ego is a phantom.
phantom. 可以说假我就像是一个鬼影一样。
If you fight with the phantom, it gives the phantom a reality that it really doesn't have.
而如果你要是跟个鬼影子作战，那是不是你相当于就把这个鬼影子真的是当做一回事儿，真的觉得这个鬼影子就是存在着的，你就给了他极大的真相。
So what we want to do with the false ego is to become present with it.
而我们要如何来去应对假我呢？那就是和假我一起临在。
Yeah, when we're present, we're compassionate.
当我们是临在的时候，我们就是心怀极大的同情怜悯之心的。
Right. And so if you notice your false ego,And you admit, you see it, oh, there it is. There's the wanting to be special. There's the wanting to be a teacher.
如果你注意到你的假我，你能够承认这个假我的念头又冒出来了，这个假我又想要去让自己看起来很不一样了，又想要去给别人当老师，要去教导别人了。
You just smile at it. Oh, there it is.
那么当你注意到的时候，你就对这个假我微笑一下。然后就你又冒出来了。
Yeah, I understand. You don't feel good enough.
然后并且理解到这一点，那就是你觉得自己不够好。
And then you smile at it and say that's okay.
然后你就朝这样的一种倾向，这样的一种这个念头，然后微笑一下，然后就说没问题，这挺好，挺 OK 的。
Yeah, so it can only function unconsciously when you're not there, when you're not present.
而只有当你没有临在的时候，当你是完全处于一种毫未察觉的下意识的状态的时候，假我才能够去按照它的这个功能去运作起来。
Yeah, so as long as we have this mind and body, it's going to be there. It's part of the package.
而只要你还有这个心意和这个躯体，那假我就是会在这儿的，因为假我就是这个心意和躯体的一部分。
Right, Bhumir apan alovayu kamano buddha avarcha ahamkara iti ame bina prakritir astada. Krishna says these are my eight separate material energies. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. It's a material energy.
就是 Krishna 在那个师姐当中都说到这个八个这个物质元素就是我的能量啊，这个土水火风以太，然后假我、智力和心意，这些就是我的这个物质能量的一部分。
So gradually, when the false ego detects that you can see it and that you're not against it,
而 随着你的假我开始去发现，你能够看到假我的存在，并且他你的假我能够感觉到你并不是在去反对他。
That you have compassion for it, like you would, you know, a little child.
嗯，并且的话呢，就是说，假我还能够侦查到，假我还能感受到你对他是有这种同情在里面的。
Then, like a little child, it will feel safe.
那么，假我就会像一个小孩一样的，觉得自己是很安全的。
And it will be more cooperative.
那么这个时候，当他觉得自己是安全的，他就会更加愿意和你合作了。
Yeah. So whenever you see it, just admit it. And you can even confess it to Krishna. Oh, there it is.
然后所以说，任何时候当你看到假我的念头冒了出来，这种倾向冒了出来，那你就去承认它的存在，然后并且去向 Krishna 坦白忏悔，就是有这样的一种假我冒了出来。
And then just stay present.
然后就让继续让自己保持这种临在的状态。
Live in the truth.
活在这个真相之中。
Okay. Yeah, we all have the same problem, same falsity.
我们所有人都有这个同样的问题，都有这个同样的假我。
We're just imagining that we exist separate from Krishna.
而我们只不过是在想象着认为自己是独立于 Krishna 而存在的。
And then a fear arises from that ignorance.
而恐惧就诞生于这样的一种无知了。Okay. Okay, the last one, last question.
Oh!
Okay, 我们来看下最后一个问题，今天。拉古迪大师好像是一位帕布哈，这位帕布问的问题，顶拜老师，马哈曼陀罗里的 Rama 是不是指 Ramachandra 还是 Balarama? So this devotee is asking that the Hare Krishna mantra has the word Rama. So Rama refers to Ramachandra or refers to Balaram?
Both.
然后指的是这两者都是这个马哈曼陀罗里的 Rama 指的又是 Ramachandra 又是 Balaram.
Yeah, they're both equal manifestations of Krishna, expansions of Krishna.
因为 Ramachandra 和 Balaram 都是主 Krishna 的同等的这个展现。
Yeah, Ram is Krishna.
Rama 就是 Krishna.
Balaram expands from Krishna.
而主 Balaram 也是从 Krishna 那里扩展出来的。
So technically they're not different.
所以说他们两个并没有任何就是本质上的不同。
The one supreme manifesting as many.
一个至尊的存在就展示为了许多许多的存在。
Okay, thank you very much for your question.
好的，感谢你的问题。
And thank you, Narayani. And Simukhi Radha and all the devotees. So maybe, hopefully, we can get together next week and record a class. But I guess you don't have to announce that. But.
Okay.
All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典薄伽瓦坛。感谢大家的聆听，外昆塔之音福源于聆听。今天的讲课到此结束，Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。